caviar.com. Treat yourself to a tasting at home. Introducing Petite Caviar 101. Caviar, truffles, and more. Find the world's best caviar for over 30 years. Sustainable caviar, seasonal delights, boutique grocery, family-owned and operated. Proud to supply the highest quality caviar available for over 30 years. 100% sustainable caviar. Israeli Oyster, Belgian Oyster, Idaho White Sturgeon, Siberian Sturgeon, Paddlefish, Ikira. National overnight shipping, guaranteed national next day overnight shipping, Tuesday through Saturday. Same day, local pickup and curbside for Seattle, ready within 2 hours, Monday through Saturday. Next day local delivery, guaranteed next day local delivery for Seattle, Monday through Friday. Shop grocery for such items like Bellwether Farms Cream Fresh, Betsy's Blink, gluten-free Betsy's Blink, Black Truffle Butter, White Truffle Oil, La Brujula, Yellowfin Fina Belly in Olive Oil, Russell's Original Spice Blend, Truffle Salt, Holsteinware's Mother of Pearl Caviar Spoon, Mother of Pearl Spoon with Blue Handle, Great Barrier Reef Petite Spoon with Pointed Tip, Round Mother of Pearl Pellet, Caviar Presentoir with Sterling Band, Petite Mother of Pearl Caviar Spoon, St. Hilaire Modern Caviar Presentoir, Frusis Saturn Silver Plated Caviar Cup, Homemade Recipes and More, Mink Potato Roasty with Caviar and Cream Fresh, Devil Quail Eggs with Caviar, Blink with Buckwheat. Good morning, here are your weekly May Sweeps recaps for May 13th through 17th, 2024. Starting with The Young and the Restless. Recaps. Diane's infuriated with Jack and some lays down the law about Claire. Some tells us that Jordan is not going to be a fan of the flavor when Victor gives the madwoman a taste of her own medicine. Is IV full of vodka then, or perhaps some heart attack water? After his major slip, Jack comes clean with Diane. Will the newest Mrs. Newman be able to be the partner that he so badly needs in his crucial moment? Nope, Summer is not letting this one go. She continues to hold Kyle accountable for his actions, as if Jordan couldn't have gotten the idea to kidnap Harrison without the boy's father putting his trust in Claire. Jordan falls victim to Victor's plan, and Jack puts Ashley's offer on notice. You have to get up pretty early in the morning to get a step ahead of the all-powerful Newman, so we have a hunch that he will have no trouble covering his tracks with Cole, who's always struck us as a sleep-in kind of guy anyway. Sounds like let's see whether Connor's making progress. We'll be watching Chelsea and Adam. Wait to hear whether he's making any. It's a sudden dump up in Ashley's head as her office flies for control. Umman is on bail. Her offers are loud enough to drown out all of the others, right? Tucker raises a red flag with Abby, and Lily, Devon, and Nate make an enemy and Mamie. It's decision time for Lily, but Pierce is toughest of dilemmas. Will she make the right one, no matter the cost? The spoiler reads, Tucker catches Ashley off guard. Nonetheless, we have to wonder whether it's the real Ashley that he surprises, or one of the other options on the sample menu in her brain. Chelsea wonders, Nate tests the waters with Audra. Could he be thinking of jumping ship yet again? Well, maybe next move could tear the Winters family apart. Good luck, ladies. Despite being notoriously untrusty, Jordan tries to strike a deal with Victor, whether it's tough love or self-preservation. Diane gives Jack an ultimatum. Will he find his plan to do what she asks or risk losing his wife? This doesn't sound like Bell, yet we're told that she'll be giving some real, live, actual, sound advice. Who knew she could even do that? Bill's complaining to Diane about Kyle and Victor. Behavior raises suspicions. Victor plays his cards close to his vest, and no doubt his ace is even farther up his sleeves. Haters gonna hate. Victoria doesn't care. She defends Claire with the certainty of someone who has known the young woman all her life. It's been a minute since Phyllis and Diane were at it. But if that's what you've been looking forward to, your wait ends today when a longtime nemesis spars anew. Next week, Genoa City is turned pulls upside down and inside out as Tucker does a good deed. Kyle puts his foot down and Phyllis' attempt to help hurts. Rest is right, you won't believe what Victor's going to do next. Plus a disturbing twist for Claire, Ashley's officers unleashed, plus the chance of winner's war. Monday, May 13th, with Paul in the rearview mirror and Phillips having moved on to metal and other affairs, Dan and Christine start a new chapter. Can these two crazy kids finally get together and keep it together? Keenly aware that there is a fox in the henhouse, Devon and Nate strategize about an exit plan for their antagonist. Perhaps I'll tell him, "So Billy, we had a great idea for a new podcast for you. It's all your deepest, most innermost thoughts. Want to do it or not, or what?" Since Adams left to comfort Chelsea, we're going to guess that her visit with Connor didn't go well. We wonder if Sally will recall that Billy being there for Chelsea was exactly the thing that put Lily's relationship with him in the past tense. Tuesday, May 14th, Lily receives shocking news from Jill. Maybe she decided to settle Daniel's lawsuit. Could be, but perhaps not, considering that in the next spoiler. Daniel swallows his pride. Does he go begging the ex on whom he cheated for his old job back? Frankly, this should be a spoiler every day of the week. All your questions. Tucker's loyalty. If I were her, I'd be suspicious even on hot days. Wednesday, May 15th, when Ashley's also devises Daniel's plan, there may not be a handsome female or mute bartender in General City who is safe. As Sally finds herself at a crossroads, she may bail on her latest company. Is Adam next? Tucker proves himself to Devon, perhaps by solving a problem rather than creating one. Chance and Winner certainly have enough issues in need of resolving if that's where Daddy Dearest is directing his attention. Thursday, May 16th. Hale's plan to support Daniel backfires. Sometimes, Mom, the best thing you can do for your kid is nothing. Audra makes a power move, but in what direction is she planning for her future with Tucker or securing a more lucrative tomorrow for herself? Working with a boyfriend and his family as well as uncle, it was inevitable that Abby's loyalty would be tested. Friday, May 17th, Rick's revenge plot against Jordan takes a dangerous turn as she found a way to remind him why her first name has always been Crazy. A former couple at the turning point, Nick confides in Phyllis, but does he need her counsel or could he end up giving her a new sense of purpose? Did Kyle get veto power in the divorce settlement? Could be, as he nixes Summer's decision about Claire. Bold and Beautiful recap. Hope has an extreme reaction to Sheila's stiffy struggles and Charlie provides comic relief. Believe it, Sheila deserves a second chance. Deacon and Finn are excited to have her back. Of course, if they think anyone is going to share that sentiment, they are in for quite the disappointment. Finn opens up to Hope and Sheila to Hope about Sheila. Liam checks on Steffi and Deacon proposes. Since Liam gets closer to Steffi over her concerns about Finn, we are more concerned than ever that we are headed for this storyline. Finn arrives at home with big news and Sheila accepts Deacon's proposal. Deacon wants to take the next step in the relationship with Sheila, but it's going to have to be a hell of a settlement if they want their wedding to get added. Two souls most memorable ones ever, and wonder if Sheila will bother to send an invitation to her strange children, and she does have quite a few. Get ready, Finn and Hope are set to fog over the unimaginable. Finn tells Steffi she didn't kill Sheila, and Sheila taunts Lee at the hospital. Steffi is horrified by Finn's happy news that Sheila is alive. Boy, is she gonna feel silly too. Laughing off Deacon's assistance as the corpse had all 10 toes. What's more, she will likely be horrified by what's coming next for the woman who tried to murder her in cold blood. Down the road, Finn is in for a huge shock as his wife leaves and this is revealed. Lee attacks Sheila, Hope defends Finn, and Steffi comes to a horrifying realization. Who will feel the first punch? That's the first question that comes to our mind, knowing that today Lee comes face to face with the arch enemy Sheila Carter. Next week, the impossible is asked of Finn. Luna is tested, so to speak, and Sheila is put on blast, which, okay, is kind of an everyday occurrence for Sheila, but still. Deacon has a daughter. Hope do his dirty work for him. She not only reveals to Finn that her dad wants him to come to his and Sheila's wedding, he wants him to play the role of best man. Of course, Finn being Finn, we have a hunch that he will say yes, thereby giving Vera yet another reason to be ticked at him. At the same time, Steffi is using her most authoritative tone of voice to tell Sheila that a twisted connection to Finn is being severed there and then. But unless Steffi brought the knife out with which she stabbed Sugar, come on, she's kidding herself. She is more likely to run and get a tattoo that reads biological mother. Tell you the truth, it only makes us that much more eager to see this scene play out. Finally, Luna wearing the strict expression that has come to her to be her norm, nervously waits her old dear pregnancy test, and from the look of Mommy and Poppy's face, on Mom Poppy's face, I'm going to go on a limb and say that the rabbit died. Wonder if they'll ever get back to the question of who Luna's father is, because I think I know the answer. General Hospital recaps. Anna talks Dante out of resigning, and Ava faces competition for Sunny's attention. It looks as if Christina's dad and Blaze's mom are getting closer, but when they comfort one another, does that mean things will get even more complicated than they already are? Meanwhile, Alexis hopes that she can help Christina see things from a different angle. Dante concludes. Ava finds herself feeling frustrated, but because of what or who? Carla turns to Jason for help dealing with Sunny, and later spies on Jason and Kate's meeting. What knowledge will Carla gain when she listens in on John's conversation? When Laura swings by Pettenville to visit Heather, will she have news to share with the inmate? Anna is already suspicious of Valentine. What Felicia has to say today probably won't help matters. If Valentine goes down, it looks to be the end of the cat's life on General Hospital. What has Sunny dropping by to see Jordan? Having thought long and hard about Drew's proposition, Will decides to accept. Jason tells Anna what the FBI has on Carly. Carly visits Brennan to get intel on Pikeman, and Sam learns Dante is not leaving the police force. At long last, Jason comes clean with Anna about why he's working with the FBI and what's at stake if he doesn't. Meanwhile, Carly, whom Jason is protecting, tries digging up information on Pikeman. How will Sam react to the news Dante must share with her? It'll feel like old times as Lois and Jagger, sorry John, catch up with one another, even if he does have a new face to go with a new name. Brooklyn and Chase find time to spend together before the festivities get underway. Sam learns Jason's working for the FBI, and Sunny words sting Ava. Finn may be the doctor, but Gregory proves an uncooperative patient when they butt heads over his care. Ava feels that Sunny isn't appreciative of her and what she's done. The time may not be on the official guest list, but she's determined to attend the big wedding. Sam has been keeping Jason away from Danny, but will she change her mind when she finds out that he's been working with the FBI all along? Laura is given a word of warning by Jordan. Dante and Sam plan a way to find a way to help Jason, and Anne and Jason figure out how to stop Carly from meddling. Carly is a hot topic when John sits Jason down for a serious talk. Ava is trying to find out who's been playing with Sunny's meds. Meanwhile, the Teflon Don approaches Natalia with a proposition. Might suggest they attend the wedding together. Anna and Dex compare notes on his future with the police department. Later, Josh and Dex play a flirting game which may or not go as either of them planned. Next week, it's all about Jason Brooklyn's wedding as one man struggles to get through the ceremony. Spinelli is roped into a new scheme and another member of the bride's family is introduced. Monday, May 13th, Kara does not take one particularly well, but given that this one comes from Anna, might she give it credit? Nia is going to be flying high when she and Willow share a moment that can be described as warm. George gets some rather unsettling news, although Gregory has decided he can't make the journey to Coney Island, he encourages Tracy to attend the rehearsal dinner without him. Wonder how Willow will feel about the fact that her husband is reconnecting with Sasha, who just happens to be his ex. Tuesday, May 14th, Anna appears to be playing a dangerous game as she agrees to go on a date with Valentine. Nothing better than getting good advice, being able to give some as well, which is why Gregory and Alexis wind up doing an advice exchange. Sam has wanted Jason to stay far away from his son, so how will he react when Danny comes to him with a request? Drew is usually the one who makes business propositions, but today he's on the receiving end of one. Nina decides it's time to draw boundaries where her friendship with Ava is concerned. Wednesday, May 15th, at long last, it's time for Brooklyn Chase's wedding to begin. Get ready for her tears as Tracy fills Brooklyn with something very special that at one time belonged to Lila. Meanwhile, Jocelyn meets Gio, Brooklyn's cousin, and a talented violinist who just happens to be extremely handsome as well. Jason manages to catch everyone off guard, while Christina and Bliss find themselves taken aback. Thursday, May 16th, as a big wedding continues to unfold, Gregor finds himself struggling. Later, friends and family gather at the Metro Court as the reception gets underway. Friday, May 17th, the post-wedding Christmas kick into high gear. Meanwhile, Sam convinces Svidaniaella to take part in a scheme she hopes will help Jason. Finn wants to celebrate his brother's wedding, but he's too busy worrying about their dad, Gregory. Christina spent a lot of time of late defending her dad, but she's about to see a whole different side of him. Brooklyn and Chase's wedding is a perfect event for a manic Sunday meltdown. This is Peacock recaps. EJ wants proof about Jude. Jada gets the news that she's been waiting for. And Bobby reveals himself. Hard to believe that only a few short weeks ago, John and Chanel were as happy as could be. Now they have to have a difficult talk about their options where her pregnancy is concerned. Needless to say, Paulina can't help but feel incredibly guilty, given that she's the reason that Amelia has to deal with this crisis. We might find out who has better taste as Jade and Jada and Ray start decorating their home. Sloane has no choice but to come clean with EJ, which leaves us wondering how he'll react to the news that Jude is Eric and Nicole's child. We're sticking with the obvious answer. Everett publishes a story that is extremely critical of Paulina. John and Marlena get the goods in custody, and Alex celebrates with Kristen. Something tells us that when Maggie reveals Victor's will has come out of probate, Constance's eyes are going to light up like a pinball machine. Even as Kristen is busy throwing a relationship with Alex in Brady's face to make him jealous, Teresa wonders if she will lose Alex. Marlena and John clue Steve in on their plan to expose Constantine and his dirty tricks. Johnny wants EJ's help, not his advice about the baby. And Sloane second guesses herself. You know that little black book that Clyde's death was to get his hands on? Ava and Harris are about to make a shocking discovery regarding it. Melinda wants assurance that Sloane has found a way to keep EJ from blabbing their huge secret. Brought together by a story they are working on, Eric and Nicole find their conversation naturally turning to Sloane. Things are about to get complicated for our team scene. Follow closely as we explain why. Erin is totally into Sophia. But she kind of has her sights set on attending the big dance with Tate. And who has she chosen to confide this in? Holly, who still has feelings for the guy. Maggie's eyes are open, Harris leaves town, and Sarah has questions about Xander's mother. Upon finally being filled in on the truth, Maggie is downright shocked because somehow she hasn't figured out that this guy is nothing but trouble. Meanwhile, Constantine is doing everything as he can to get on Sarah's good side. Watch out, Clyde. It looks as if Stefan has ever joined forces. One goal of mine to bring you down. Xander confronts Stefan to accuse him of setting him up for shooting Harris. For the shooting of Harris. EJ gets confirmation about Jude. Holly lashes out at Nicole, and Chanel rebuffs Paulina. Will Julie have any words of wisdom for Paulina, who is still upset about everything going on with Chanel? Meanwhile, Johnny and his wife have a different conversation that's trying to decide exactly how to proceed with pregnancy is concerned. On Mother's Day, Chad and Thomas visit Abigail's grave. Meanwhile, Eric has something special to give Sloane. Ah, life in a small town. Tate and Teresa are drawing a lovely mother-son brunch at the bistro when who should walk in but Nicole, EJ, and Holly. Next week, Neil's at the center of an unexpected encounter. Chad discovers something important of Abigail's, and Steve backs Ava into a corner, plus Stefan turns to Paulina for help with a delicate matter. Monday, May 13th. Now that EJ knows the truth regarding Jude, he and Sloane sit down to hammer out a deal that will give both of them what they want. One thing Leo probably didn't have on his to-do list today, encountered Nicole, Eric and Nicole, but that's exactly what happens. Ray might want to sit down and because Jada's about to tell him everything about her past with Bobby. Meanwhile, Steffi is taking a trip down memory lane with Everett. Kristen wants to know about the murders of Lee and Gil, so she goes to the person she believes connects them, Ava. On Tuesday, May 14th, Tate can't help but wonder why Holly is ghosting his text. Marlena wants to know exactly how Brady feels about Rachel's mom. Does Alex have real feelings for Teresa? We might find out when she admits that she kind of liked them to be an official thing. Rafe, Jada, Stefan, and Kristen join together to clear Gabby's name. Does this mean that Camilla Bound's replacement on the screen? Wednesday, May 15th, Chad finds Abigail's journal, which leads us to a question. What are the rules about reading someone's prayer if that person is dead, asking for a friend? Eric and Nicole will be spending even more time together to work on a special piece about Sam's homeless crisis. All Leo wants is to get his drink on, and here comes Sloane, ticked off about what he told EJ. Meanwhile, Rafe goes to see EJ to lay out his theory of what happened to Lee Shin. Thursday, May 16th, Xander plans something special for Sarah. No, not a kilt exchange, a scavenger hunt. Does anybody else suspect that might end in an uber romantic fashion that perhaps with a specific type of ring in a cute little box? When Maggie makes it clear she's not entirely thrilled with Alex, Teresa does what she can to try and calm the situation. John and Marlena talk about how things will play out if Victor's wealth is finally distributed and how Constantine will react. Off a talk with Jada, Steve and Kenneth find out just how bad things look for Clyde. Friday, May 17th, EJ decides against reopening Lee's murder case, so Stefan takes things to a higher power, Paulina. Steve wants to know exactly what info Ava might have regarding Clyde in general and where he is at in particular. John visits Jude and winds up extending Eric a helping hand. Given that the military ended in a fight, Nicole does what she can to try and make things right with Holly. Thanks for listening to these spoilers. Have a good week and tune into your favorite shows to find out what happens next.